Warm hello to you, and in this time together we're going to be exploring pimento berry specifically in relationship to clinical applications. So even if for now in this audio I'm going to be using quite a bit of Chinese medicine lingo, but even if you're not a Chinese medicine practitioner, I think that you may still enjoy listening to this and can still glean some helpful information about the energetics of the oil and how you might end up using it, say, with your family or with your friends. The way that we recommend in Healing Oil Collective using the essential oils by applying one drop, in the case of pimento berry, a diluted drop of pimento berry on certain acupoints to facilitate flow and movement of energy, that's actually a very safe way to work with the oils. So I definitely encourage you to experiment, especially knowing that you're doing it within a safe context. And remember always that the oils are powerful, they're potent, and less is often more. So let's dive in first. And this is actually written on your summary chart. At the bottom middle section of the summary chart, we always include a little section that says TCM, capital TCM for traditional Chinese medicine. So the organ systems that pimento berry has a special affinity with and for are the heart, the small intestine, the spleen and stomach, and the pericardium and triple heater, and the kidneys. So we see a lot of fire relationship in terms of the elements, also some earth and a bit of water there. Generally speaking, pimento berry warms and circulates the yang energy. So that's the energy of sunshine, the dynamic energy of building and of movement. It warms and circulates yang energy, warms the kidneys, which also encompasses warming and supporting the adrenals, tonifies heart yang, tonifies stomach qi. It's actually magnificent for that. Transforms dampness by strengthening the middle, and it's unique in its abilities to tonify and balance the triple heater, or the sanjiao, as some people call it. So let's break these down just a little bit, and then I'm going to give some examples on how you can use it. And then also I want to say that this is by no means the be-all end-all for the clinical applications of pimento berry. Remember that this way that we're working with the oils is relatively new, and we all have much to learn from our own experimentation and also from learning and hearing from other practitioners. So I really encourage you to try things out based on a combination of both your study, your knowledge, and then your intuition. And then try something and note what happens. Note what happens in the body, the mind, the soul. And actually take notes. That's a really nice way to do it. And then if you'd like to share with others what you're finding, of course, you're encouraged to share that on the Facebook forum. And if you're not on that forum and don't care to be, I know some people don't care for Facebook, you can also just simply post your comments at the bottom of the page that this lesson was on. So in Chinese medicine, as many of you know, the small intestine is considered the closest connector, the closest messenger or emissary of the heart. And oftentimes the metaphor of a king and a kingdom are used to describe the body. It's a metaphor for the body. The heart is the king, or the king and the queen, we could say. The small intestine is that closest emissary, the closest connector to the king. So it would be the person who comes to the king, provides direct counsel, and hears from the king about what the king would like to do out in the kingdom, and then carries that message out into the kingdom, conveys that message from the king to the kingdom, and then carries back information back to the king, and so on. It goes back and forth. So you could see how if this role of closest minister, closest emissary of the heart was perverted or corrupt in any way, how many problems it could cause, and how many times have we actually seen things like this in history? So similarly, within our body, we see that the small intestine itself, as an organ, is the place where food has been broken down enough that it can then literally be absorbed directly into our bloodstream through the finger-like projections that have just one cell of barrier between, we could say, the outside world, which is that food coming in and down, and the inside world, which is your blood. So this is where the chyme, or the liquefied food, crosses into the blood, and then that blood goes up and nourishes the heart. So similarly, we see that in actuality, that metaphor makes a lot of sense, because the nutrients from the outside world, the food from the outside world or the outside kingdom, are broken down and then conveyed to the heart via the blood through the function of the small intestine. When the small intestine becomes swollen, inflamed, if the villi, the little finger-like projections where the absorption happens, becomes damaged, it affects absorption. There's many things that can affect the small intestine ability to accurately convey message from the kingdom to the heart, or from our food into our blood, to our heart, to our body. The way that pimento berry specifically helps with the small intestine and the heart is twofold. One, through the small intestine, because of the impact that pimento berry has on the stomach, on helping to encourage the release of digestive enzymes. Pimento berry is going to help the digestive and breakdown process altogether, so that by the time things reach the small intestine, they're nicely liquefied, nicely broken down, good enzymatic activity happening, so that it can easily be absorbed across that barrier and then conveyed to the heart. At the level of the heart, I just explained how the small intestine can support the heart, but also directly with the heart, we see pimento berry's function of warming and circulating the heart organ and the energy center in the heart area. It can do both of those, can facilitate both of those. Additionally, what I see that is perhaps a little bit more abstract, but still very feasible if we dive into it together, and that is that pimento berry can directly support our heart through our stomachs and through engendering a field and an energy of safety within the body mind. I've been thinking a lot about safety for some time now, and I think with our current presidency at this time in the United States, a lot has come up around safety with women. And I realize that there are many, many people in this world who have very, very small places in their own personal history, very short-lived spaces where they felt truly safe and at ease and relaxed. And I actually have had many clients, and myself have had long stretches of time where I know that for on the part of my patients and on the part of myself, that our bodies and our psyches never actually truly relaxed into safety or an experience of safety, again, for some extended period of time. We often see this in unresolved PTSD, in active addiction, in unresolved childhood and traumas from younger years, that it can be subtle, but just this vibration in the background of not being able to totally relax and let one's guard down. So this is a very significant part of reality at this time. And again, it's why I believe spice oils are such a gift to us now. And the spice oils, the way that they work with the collection of different brain structures that we term the limbic system, is they are providing this very, very ancient message, or I could say probably more accurately, activating an ancient message within our DNA that says we're okay, we'll be cared for, we will be fed. If you think about how you know safety in your bones, how you know if you're safe or how you know if you're not safe, if something's not right, we often associate that with the sense of smell, with the sense of smell. I was thinking about it today when I was eating my lunch here, how powerful our nose is for telling us if something's okay to eat or not okay to eat. And I was thinking, because I had purchased some mangoes here in Sri Lanka, and they have just one grocery store chain in all the areas. It's very small compared to the ones we know. And they had some beautiful mangoes, so I got some, and then someone told me, oh, it's not mango season. And then I got a little worried, and I thought, well, where do these come from then, you know? And I was picking them up and showing them to our garden man here, and I said, are these okay? It's okay. And he just speaks a little bit of English. He put it up and he smelled it, and he goes, no smell, no good. And then he told me, wait 1 minute. And he pulled the end off where the stem goes in, open it up a little bit. And then he put his nose to it, and then he goes, ah, good, good, good. Because then he could smell this fragrance coming out of it. So I believe, and I think that upon some reflection, you might find the same, that one of our sixth senses is the sense of smell, even though that's one of our known five senses. It's also much deeper than just the actual taking in of a fragrance. We can smell some fishy energies in the air. We can smell when something doesn't feel right. And we can also literally smell when something's not right for us and for our body. So for this reason, we have this activation pathway that happens when we smell a spice that has been used for a long time in human culture. And it's a cascade of I'm not even sure, to be honest, that it's something that even happens in linear time and space. It feels more of the quality of a quantum phenomena to me. So you have a linear movement of, say, picking up pimento berry to smell it. That happens in time and space. But as soon as it activates the olfactory mechanisms, and as soon as it impacts the collection of brain structures known as the limbic system, instantly you have neuroendocrine responses, and you have activations of deep, deep time memories that go beyond our life. That, when we open up that flower bud of activating deep time memories, I believe that that's where we step into the quantum realm with the oil. There's not a cascade of events that are happening in time at that point. It's more of just an instantaneously everything is different. Everything is different. And so when you are working with spice oils in regards to the heart organ, what I see is that the spice oils themselves engender a quality and a space and a field of safety, quite literally. And then that relaxes the heart. A person's heart can be at ease. It can be restful. And I can't say enough about how important that is at this time. The pimento berry works at the level of spleen and stomach in regards to digestion, supporting digestion in all the ways that I've previously spoken about. The stomach, you have to remember too, is the holder of all things, of our experiences in life. So everything that we experience day to day, moment to moment, stomach is the organ that takes that in and then churns it about to pass it on. So we oftentimes think about our stomach as just literally doing that, but we know that in terms of looking at Chinese medicine and the energetic functions of organs, it also does it with all of our experience. It helps us with all of our experience in that way. So many of us have so much that happens in one day. Even here with us preparing for some retreats that I'll be giving in about a week here, so much happens in one day that when we sit down, if we neglect to sit down and reflect on it at the end of the day, and we do that the next morning, you know, how much money did we spend? What did we accomplish? It's like, whoa, what actually happened? We can't even remember it. It seems far away, and like so much went down. So we have our stomach it works hard on our behalf. And pimenta berry is a beautiful ally and a support for the stomach's work. It's a nice aid. The way that pimenta berry works on the triple heater and the pericardium, in my experience, is as follows. Because pimenta berry has such a significant impact on the heart, on the yang of the heart, on the blood of the heart, and also on the heartbeat of the small intestine, it helps the pericardium and the triple heater to live and exist in health and harmony with the heart in regards to their own boundaries. So let me say that a little bit different way. As I think you probably know, if you practice this medicine, the heart is the center, the castle, we could say, but the actual king and queen inside the castle, the walls around the castle and the drawbridge would be likened to the pericardium, and then the triple heater would be the great wall around the city, the inner city. Those two along with the small intestine govern our boundaries of intimacy and also our boundaries of safety. They are what get affected when we've had experiences of being hurt against our will, shocking experiences of betrayal, breaches of trust, violations of any kind, all affect those, the pericardium, the triple heater, the small intestine. So when we have a healthy functioning heart and small intestine, the work or distribution of works between all of those fire officials is very healthy. Everybody's doing their job. If the heart is experiencing some energetic atrophy or some heat or blockage due to unresolved traumas or betrayals of trust, and then likewise the small intestine is experiencing some kinds of distortions or perversions, then the pericardium and the triple heater become naturally, it's a maladaptive process, but they become naturally either hypervigilant or they become, in a way we could say vacuous, they become weakened. And usually as it happens, we see hypervigilance for quite a long while until they sort of burn out in their functionality. If the heart is robust and clear and strong and the message between the small intestine and the heart is good, clear, and has fidelity, then the pericardium and the triple heater are also supported in the work that they do. They don't have to take on more than they can actually bear or manage. Additionally, because pimenta berry circulates and warms around the heart, it helps to nourish the pericardium. And the triple heater is said to help manage the actual temperature of the body. Some people liken the triple heater to the thyroid gland. And pimento berry is a beautiful oil that helps to warm and circulate. Even if a person tends to be warmer or hotter constitutionally, a little bit of pimento berry in the right place at the right time can be really helpful for circulating and distributing that heat. So in that way, it's very helpful for the triple heater. Pimento berry has an affinity for the kidneys in the sense that it tonifies and tones and stokes the kidney fires. In Qigong, we imagine this ball of fire between the kidneys. And in Chinese medicine, we talk about the jing that we get at birth, at conception actually, through our parents, this special jing. And that within this jing is our seed of potential, our seed of potential. And sometimes if we've had a hard life and we have suffered much and we have struggled, our fires can become, our kidney fires can become dim, they can become weakened, and we can actually both either deplete our jing or become in some ways disconnected from the potency of its mandate or its dictate within our beings, within our soul. And pimento berry has a beautiful way of going to that area, stoking the fire of the kidneys, the Mingmen fire, and I was just imagining this and seeing it in my mind's eye. That even though it's said that we have just a certain amount of jing in this life that we come in with, some people say you can boost that jing, and some people say you can get jing from certain herbs and whatnot. But nevertheless, the jing itself has a kind of warm and slight kind of fiery quality to it. It has a particular kind of divine drive, if you will. And pimento berry has a way of bringing memory of that drive and warmth and circulation to the jing itself. It's really nice to use if people have felt beat up by life, as they've been pursuing a dream and they feel like the experiences or the outcome they've been forsaken in some way, that the universe hasn't supported what it was that they really wanted. And they haven't yet been able to see through the eyes of their higher self or through the eyes of God, if you will, the nature of the bigger context of the plan unfolding in their life. So temporarily their fire gets a bit dampened and their will drops. That's a good time to think about using a bit of pimento berry. And I would suggest using it either on GV or DU4 in between the kidneys on the back. Kidney 2, the fire point on the kidney meridian, would be a really nice place for that as well. This bit actually ties on to how pimento berry supports the stomach and digestion, and it's a phrase that we use in Chinese medicine, transforming dampness. So pimento berry can help transform dampness by strengthening the middle. One of my teachers a long time ago, Lonnie Jarrett, who's contributed much pioneering thought in the realm of Chinese medicine. I remember that either I read or it was something that he said in some time that I was listening to him teach about how dampness, pathological dampness, because of course there is appropriate wetness that needs to be in different places in the body, but pathological dampness represents all that we were meant to transform or move through in this life, but we haven't been able to. And so it sits there and sort of mucks up the passageways, and we call it dampness. And I think it's true that we have, all of us have experiences, things that have happened that we haven't necessarily fully seen through, again, from the eyes of our higher self, from a God's eye perspective, if you will. And so it still sort of hangs out inside of us as a personalized heavy thing. It hasn't fully resolved itself and moved out. And sometimes we have those at a conscious level, and sometimes we have those at an unconscious level. And sometimes, mind you, we carry these little buckets or packages of misunderstandings and sort of damp bundles, if you will, through our ancestral or bloodline heritage. Pimenta berry is very helpful for helping to strengthen the energy and the fire of the middle of the stomach and of the spleen so that we can transform dampness. That might be literal dampness in the form of excess fluids in the body, but it might also be this energetic, mental, and emotional dampness that can exist within the soma, within the body, or within the psyche, the mind. In conclusion, I wanted to add that pimenta berry is also a very beautiful oil to use when working with children. You want to use it in proper dilution for children. And I have found over the years of treating children that oils that smell like food seem to work the best on children, and they very much enjoy them as well. And so think about using pimenta berry for any of these things, of course, that I just spoke of. And also, specifically, I use it, what I've probably used it more often, most often in with children, is supporting their digestion, their literal digestion, so that they can digest life, and then also helping to engender a warm, safe space and container for them. And I found it quite powerful. Okay, all the best, and I look forward to hearing what you experience in your use of pimenta berry, clinically speaking.